Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are joined by Kevin Keenan, spokesman for Maid of the Mist. Kevin, it's the 140th season of the Maid of the Mist beginning today. Tell us what's new this year.
Hi, Luke. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me. As you mentioned, it's the 140th season. This is one of the longest continuously operating tourist attractions in North America. So this is a big, big day. As our president, Chris Glenn, says, it's a celebration for the travel and tourism industry in Niagara Falls. And again, it's a chance for Maid of the Mist to welcome the world to Niagara Falls and this iconic attraction.
And it really is, it's one of the things you have to do no matter what if you're visiting the falls, right?
It's a bucket list item for countless people, and they come from all around the world. Obviously, the United States and North America, we see people from South America, across Europe and Asia and India, and it's just it's a destination. And when you come to Niagara Falls, New York, USA, you've got to get to the Maid of the Mist. And it's easily accessible, and people come back, and it's an experience they will remember for the rest of their lives.
Now, maybe someone hasn't been on one of the all-electric vessels since the changeover happened. What can you tell me about those? Any differences maybe between those and the traditional vessels? Maybe some differences people might realize if they're coming for the first time in a while?
So if people are used to the diesel-powered Maid of the Mist vessels, which were in service until October of 2020, they'll notice a tremendous difference. First and foremost, there are no engine fumes, because we have electric motors instead of engines in the James V. Glenn and the Nikola Tesla. There's no engine vibration, and it becomes a very smooth ride. It's just like comparing apples and oranges between the two types of vessels. And you also really can experience nature, because without any engine noise, without any vibration, you're hearing the roar and the thunder of the falls, and there's quite a lot of bird life down in the lower Niagara Gorge, and you can really hear the birds as well when you're on Maid of the Mist. So it's very, very different, and it's a very smooth ride. And one of the things that we're able to do with the bow thrusters is as the Maid of the Mist comes back from the Horseshoe Falls, it'll point towards the American Falls, the Bridal Veil Falls, and then do a 360 rotation. And that's something that only these boats can do. So it's a really cool aspect of Maid of the Mist.
It sounds almost dreamlike when you do that almost. What is the most common reaction that you hear from people during the tours, whether it be maybe something they're saying, what they're seeing, or just a wow and an exclamation like that?
I think it's the wow factor, and you see it in people's eyes, especially the first timers. And when they start to get the mist from both the American and the Canadian Falls, there's just a lot of laughter and a lot of joy on board. So those are some of the reactions you see. You see the wide-eyed children that are with their families, and a lot of people taking selfies and people just taking camera shots, and also just looking at this wonder of the world in amazement when you see it. And so it is, it's like no other experience that people have.
And one more for you, Kevin. It's a little bit of a later start to the season. I think last year the season began April 4th. Any reason for the delay? Was it weather? I know we had a pretty rocky winter there.
The Maid of the Mist is always at the mercy of Mother Nature. And in 2024, there was no ice on Lake Erie. So we were able to open very early on April 4th, a couple of days ahead of the solar eclipse. This year, there was a huge ice pack on the lake, and we have to wait for that ice pack to break and the ice to run down the river over the falls and then clear the lower Niagara River before we can even put the boats in the water. And so that all happened on the final ice flow started on Friday, April 18th. And it just, the ice gave way and pretty quickly got the ice run completed and we were able to open the season. But it's all in Mother Nature's hands.
All right, Kevin Keenan, thank you so much for joining us.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.